It's your hometown station, Coho 101. Nice to have you along. It's the Coho Morning Show, Tuesday, the 4th of February, 2020 at hand. And so is State Senator Brad Hawkins, live on the line with us from the Capitol in Olympia, our 12th District State Senator, joining us today as promised and as always on Tuesdays during the legislative session at this time here on the program. He's going to talk to us today about a couple of different things, including Senate Bill 5395, Senate Bill 6254. We'll feed on what those are here in just a bit. And also transitioning out of committees here very soon. Brad wants to talk to us about, again, just sort of the dynamics and the processing that happens over there during the sessions. And Brad, it's good to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Good morning, Chris. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always great to talk with you, Brad. And let's jump right in and talk about a couple of things here. The first thing I think that I'm the most curious about would be something that we received via email from you earlier in the week. And I imagine a lot of folks have seen this that visit your website and traffic through different ways to communicate with you. And it's called Take My Three-Question Survey on Comprehensive Sex Education. This is your survey, correct, Brad? What's this about?
Yeah, well, it's just really about my opportunity to connect with the people I serve. I really value people's feedback and our constituents, and I've heard a lot of constituent communications about this issue of comprehensive sex education. We discussed it quite a bit during some previous interviews, but since it did pass the Senate, I took the opportunity in my electronic newsletter to sort of explain my vote, to explain my rationale, my perspective, both as a parent, but also as a longtime member of local school boards, and now as a member of the state Senate, to explain my rationale for why I voted against the comprehensive sex education bill, which I'll remind you is a mandate to all 295 school districts across the state. And so basically, after my explanation of the bill and my rationale for why I voted the way I did, I included a three-question survey where people could sort of offer their own perspective. And then in each section after the questions, they have an opportunity to offer additional comments. And I'll tell you what, Chris, we sent that out at 9 a.m., and I think we already have over 1,000 responses to that particular survey. So we plan to keep that survey available for about a full week. And if people want to, if they subscribe to my email newsletter, they could just take it from the one that they received, or they can go to my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org, and under news, there's a link, a drop-down link for new e-newsletter, and the top e-newsletter is the one related to the Comprehensive Sex Education Bill, and there is a survey link at the bottom of that, or people can receive that survey forward to them from a friend or a colleague. So there's lots of ways people can participate, and then what my office staff does is once we receive all the survey information back, we actually, in all the comments, we spiral bind them like as if it's a big book, and then I'm able to read through all the various comments that people provide me.
All right. Very good, Brad. That's a great explanation of how people can, again, be more involved with you specifically on relaying what they feel about this. What did you feel about this? I mean, what was your objection to this particular piece of legislation?
Well, my main concern, I'm not opposed to certain responsible elements of sex education. I know there are teen pregnancies. I know some teens are sexually active. There's obviously a lot of concern about spreading sexual transmitted diseases, AIDS and HIV. So there's definitely certain things that teens should be aware of. But I guess I question the state of Washington mandating something from Olympia in a top-down approach to all 295 of our school districts and really stripping away that decision-making authority on implementation of sex ed curriculum from our locally elected school boards, which I believe are elected by our communities across the state of Washington to make decisions that are in the best interest of communities. I also have, frankly, a lot of concerns as to what one person considers comprehensive to what the Olympia-based Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction considers comprehensive and inclusive. So I just want to make sure when it comes to these sort of things that the locally elected school boards have an opportunity to weigh in on the curriculum and represent the values of their own community. So I really recommend everybody take the survey. I really appreciate people's feedback. The bill, as it currently stands, is over in the House of Representatives right now, but we anticipate that it could receive amendments. And if it does, then by rule, it could come back to the Senate for a final vote. So I will eagerly anticipate the responses I received to the survey. So I appreciate people being engaged.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us live on the line today from the Capitol in Olympia here on the Coho Morning Show, talking to us about SB 5395. And again, you can go to his website to find out more about that comprehensive sex education bill and the reasons why he voted no on it, and also be able to relay feedback, as he said, about your feelings on it as well. Brad, let's talk about something else that is highly applicable to our youth, and that is vaping. It's been called at epidemic standards by those at the federal level all the way down to local health levels, and it's also something that is being looked at in several different facets in the legislative sessions as well, and we haven't talked about that at great length. So let's talk about SB 6254 in particular, how it pertains to this.
Yeah, so Senate Bill 6254 actually does a few different things, including limiting the nicotine concentrations in vapor products, but it also would prohibit the sale of vapor products that include flavored element. And that's been particularly interesting. It's actually received a lot of attention around here. And if we go back in September, the governor announced an executive order to ban all flavored vaping products. And then there's also actually some activity at the federal level with the Trump administration related to banning certain vapes. And there has been not only this sort of increase in lung-related illnesses over the past year or so, which, you know, you've reported about, but there's also, over the past couple years, maybe going 3 years back, a significant rise in teen vaping. And our local school districts are very engaged on this issue. There's actually been, over the past couple of years, there's been a surge of something like 20% of the students, the teenagers that take this healthy youth survey in our schools report that they've tried vaping. And some of these vaping products, and it was something I wasn't quite as familiar with just a couple of years ago, but some of these vaping products actually have much higher nicotine concentrates than traditional cigarettes. But on the flip side, we also, my office hears from adults who explain that these vaping products help them quit smoking. And is actually, in the long run, they believe it will get people away from traditional cigarettes. So it's just really interesting from a public policy standpoint how our state of Washington is trying to address this issue. Last year, the legislature imposed attacks on vaping products, which I voted for. It was, I believe, the only tax last legislative session that I voted for. And then it went to an advisory vote. You know how those advisory votes come out. The people across the state of Washington had an opportunity to weigh in on that. And the people of the state of Washington supported that advisory vote by something like 67% when it came to vaping. So it's a big issue at the state, at the local level, and at the federal level.
Well, we'll follow this closely as the legislative sessions progress, Senator Hawkins, and find out more about what, if anything, will be inked into law by the end of them. Real quickly, Brad, while we've got the time, let's talk about the transitionings that you're in the middle of right now. You said getting out of a lot of committees and getting ready to start taking a lot of votes on a few things.
Yes, we are. We are beginning to hit that first key cutoff date for bills to pass out of their policy committees to continue on in the process. And we have one more week, for example, in the Senate Education Committee and in some of these other committees. And other than the fiscal committees, which have budget-related impacts, those bills can go 1 week longer. But we're starting to see the squeeze that the short legislative session puts on these bills. There's, you know, over 1,000 bills out there, and when we get past this first key cutoff date, the number of bills starts to significantly shrink. And if bills don't advance out of their policy committees by the first cutoff date, then they're dead and they can't advance in the process. And what we do as a legislature is we sort of transition as a body from meeting in committees almost all day and all week long. Then we transition to the floor voting in the full Senate, where we hear bills that come from all the different committees. So for me, it's a bit of a challenge, you know, for that transition, because I'm so focused on, for example, education bills and education committee, and someone on the natural resources committee might be focused on those bills. But then when you make that switch, you have to sort of open up and be able to rather quickly ascertain and analyze the various bills from that have been approved already by all these other committees. So it's a big change. And then the next major transition is for bills to pass the full Senate. So in a 60-day session, these deadlines come very fast, and we're starting to see those over here in Olympia.
It's a lot of activity, Brad, and we appreciate your keeping us abreast of it, and we'll look forward to finding out more about how it translates into, again, laws perhaps that will get passed and inked in by the governor here in a few more months down the road. Senator Brad Hawkins from the 12th Legislative District with us on the program this morning, and here with us every Tuesday at this time as part of the Coho Morning Show. Brad, I sure appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great, Chris. Thanks so much.